there's a very long history of an atmosphere of disapproval about gay people, and so as each family faces the fact that they have a gay family member, they often go through a really bad time. They can be depressed, or they can be fearful for the welfare of their child, or they can wonder if they have been unsuccessful parents. And so we are a support group. But that sounds tragic, I think, to say it's a support group, because, okay, we talk about our troubles, but we also listen to each other's joys, and I think that one person is inspired by another. And I think most often we come to it at the very least an acceptance of our gay children, but a lot of us come to a real rejoicing over them and the wonderful people they are. I know that's certainly true for me. There are stages to it, because I think everybody experiences, say, first shock at this thing that they'd imagined would happen to everybody else. And I think that many people get into a lot of difficulties because, say, they belong to a church and they've been taught how wrong and how bad it is to be gay, and that can cause enormous problems and conflict. You see, as soon as a child tells you they're gay, you don't want to tell anyone. All parents and families, do we tell grandma? Do we tell our friends down the road? What if they think that our child is terrible? What if they say something hurtful to me? So a lot of people feel quite self-protective, and that's quite understandable, until they've begun to deal with the news. A lot